The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Don't settle for dealership financing when you can apply for a low-rate vehicle loan at DuPage Credit Union. Visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured. DuPage Credit Union. Banking inspired.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Tuesday night, hanging with you until 8. Wally on the Dan Ryan. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Wally?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, man.
There's more than Big Ten and all the other things you talk about. Wake Forest and Pitt, as ACC championship game. There's Pitt stalwarts, Wanstead and Ditka. And I was going to give Waddle a hard time about Wake Forest taking Boston College apart this past weekend, so I just wondered what your thoughts were on that. What you're looking at there.
Yeah, on the ACC championship
Wake
game.
Against Pitt.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Wally. We appreciate it. You know, the rankings that were just released in the last hour, Pitt's ranked 15th and Wake Forest is 16th. Basically, the committee is telling the winner of this game is not going to be involved in the college football playoff, which is interesting because we are so used to Clemson being one of the teams always in the conversation for the college football playoff. I think this is going to be a fun matchup, though. Wake Forest scores a lot of points, and then Kenny Pickett, the quarterback for Pitt, is someone that I think everyone should watch and enjoy as well.
Absolutely. He's he's not a Heisman Trophy candidate anymore, but he's definitely going to be high on people's draft boards. Look, this is what people say every single year. Oh, last year was different for quarterbacks, right? Last year was crazy for quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Like, you had a crazy year for quarterback. This year, people are going to say, well, I don't have any first round grades on your quarterbacks. But guess what? They're going to go in the first round because teams are going to need quarterbacks and they're going to go in the first round because that's what happens.
And teams get desperate.
Yeah, exactly. One's going to go and someone's going to be like, well, crap, now we need ours. And they're going to trade up. Because that's what happens every year. Like, people just get desperate and need quarterbacks.
Dave in Naperville, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First of all, I want to thank you for playing Clint Eastwood. I immediately went back to my aftermarket subwoofers rattling my trunk as I was driving down the road. Thank you for that.
No problem.
So my comment was, you guys were talking about Brian Kelly earlier, and you know, I'm going to preface this with, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan, always been a huge Notre Dame fan, and I appreciate everything that Brian and Kelly has done for the university. But I kind of think that once Brian Kelly gets out of Notre Dame and gets into the SEC, what LSU fans are going to find is that he's just a carbon copy of Mark Richt, and he's never going to do anything more than what he did at Georgia. As far as winning games, he should win, but never winning a big game, because as a Notre Dame fan, he just can't win the big game.
Dave, I think that's a good comparison there.
Mm-hmm. That is really good.
I think that's really good because Mark Richt was a really good coach for a long time. He wasn't doing what Kirby Smart's doing at Georgia now. I mean, Georgia's the favorite now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I kind of feel like, you know, with Brian Kelly and Notre Dame, like I said, a huge Notre Dame fan, I'm hoping that maybe this is just a good mutual split where I feel like Brian Kelly has taken Notre Dame to a level they haven't been at in a long time, and maybe they'll be able to find that next guy to push them over that hump to then be one of those elite teams, because obviously they aren't that now, and I just don't think that Kelly has the capabilities of doing that. And like I said, he reminds me of Mark Richt, and I think once he gets to the SEC and he's around that competition all the time, that LSU fans are going to find that that's exactly who he is.
Good call, Dave. Appreciate it. That's Dave in Naperville. Mo in Frankfurt, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mo?
How's it going? What's going on, boys? Love your show. So far, so good.
Thanks, Mo.
Man, what a good day today. I heard some rumors that, well, I heard it on, I need to know if this is real. Around 5:30, the 5:30 hour over, 5:30 and a half hour, yes. And let me think here. Basil wants to buy the Bears. Or no, he wants to buy an NFL team. Mm-hmm. However, he spent like maybe $500,000 already on Bears charities the last 11 months. And then a whole bunch of stuff in Chicago. We got, let me see here. I'm reading the story right now.
Wait, where are you seeing the story? Is this in the Patch?
Patch.com?
Where you got this?
Oh, no, no. I got this off of the Waddle and Sylvie show, like around 5:30.
How are you reading it?
We didn't publish anything.
Oh, I wrote
There's
it
no
down.
Story what published from
he wrote it down.
Oh.
You're taking
when
notes?
I was listening to it,
Wait,
I wrote it down.
Mo, do you take notes during the show?
Yes, sir.
Do you have notes on our show?
Of course.
What are your notes on our show?
Jeez, what are the notes tonight?
Okay, no, not your show, actually. Oh. By the time
Come
it's
on,
your
man.
Show, I already, you know.
Come
yeah.
on, man. I no, asked for notes.
No. Waddle and Sylvie, cap and hoodie, yes.
Can we get the full page? How many notes have you taken today?
Well, you guys keep stopping me. I got it. Abdullah, this is the our dreams come true. We're going to put Soldier Field on the lake. If Basil wants to buy out Virginia, we'll put the, you know, he has money. Of course he's going to put the stadium on the lake. We got it, man. Me, you're going to call your cousins, you said, right?
Yeah. Well, so hold on. Yeah, okay, sure. Awesome, that's great. But more on these show notes. What do you critique Cap'n Jay Hood? Let me hear the notes.
What are the notes from today?
I'll give you one from Fred. Fred Huber. I called him twice last week. I've never called him. I've listened to him since he was up north in the other station.
The station
and
we should know that name.
You know what's in my can?
Sports phone.
Fred shot our idea twice. He doesn't want to put the stadium. He says we don't have enough money. Well, Basil comes in.
All right. So you're only, hold on, are you only taking notes on the stadium on the lake?
Stadium notes,
those
man.
Are your
well,
only
you're
notes?
So interested in my notes.
We like the idea. You I should, take notes. I'm, I've got notes here.
I have
I
notes
want to
too.
Hear what your notes are. Let's compare notes.
Fantasy football band, when you guys put some people, you know, I'm taking notes. You know, stuff like that. Am I going to take notes on maybe Yurko has some great idea of how to make a turkey or something? I take notes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good
I
notes.
Like that. I like it.
I'm not taking notes when you guys are doing Would You Rather. I mean, that's, you know, no.
That's fair.
Maybe you guys should, because every time at the end you're like, I don't know, I couldn't remember all of them. So you pick. And you're like, how about the last one? Because that's the one I that's
sounds
the last
like
one
you've
I can
got
remember
notes,
too.
Man. It sounds like you've got notes.
I think it's just something Abdallah says when the submissions aren't very good.
Don't give away my cover.
I think it's, I think right, it's
you
just
know what?
Filler, Mo.
I've never submitted.
Okay, all right. Well,
You got to submit.
Can you submit on Twitch or should I submit on text?
You got to do it on Twitter. It's the way the contest rules read.
Okay. So put it on Twitter. So I got to get myself a Twitter account. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Well, listen, have a great night.
Oh, you're all done? That's it?
Oh, I'll be okay. You want me to take notes on you guys tonight?
Yeah. If you got notes on us,
well,
have you
been taking notes? I mean, it's kind of late now. You're kind of late
you guys,
to class.
Never. I've never done. It's too late for me. I like to sit back, watch the games.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if I'm at work, I'm not doing like, you know, I got some free time. I'm like, let me listen to what these guys are saying. I'm like, let me write this down. So when I call Black and Abdullah, because that's the only time I call, I could be like, all right, because I'm going to forget this by the time I go home.
Mm-hmm.
Let me write some notes about the whole thing. I got some cap and hoodie. I got some Carmen and stuff. And I got some model stuff. I love those shows.
So is this,
and you guys do a great job, by the way.
Is this like a yellow pad or is it a notebook? What is,
no
is this a loose leaf paper?
It's the back of an envelope here.
Okay.
Just whatever was available next to me. I didn't want to get up.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, let me grab this piece of paper that I'm going to throw away and just use it.
Wait, so what on what you have in front of you, what's the oldest note that you've taken?
Oh, man, I throw that shit. Okay. Sorry.
Nope, you're fine. You're fine.
I didn't say the whole thing.
I'm taking notes on you now.
Okay, no, listen.
Mo said a bad word at 7:12 p.m.
No, November 30th. I said.
No,
I said
you said.
Shoot.
No, you did.
I don't know. I think I heard most of it.
I wrote down the note, Mo.
I dumped it.
I wrote down the note.
Shoot. Oh, we have to play this back. But okay, anyways.
I don't think we're going to play it back, but yeah.
Yeah, we can't play it back.
No, that's fine. Anyways, yeah, that's it. I mean, the oldest note was probably this morning. Talking about the Tiger Woods, and you know, I had a bad injury too. I don't know. I don't think he's going to go back on a tour, but nobody cares about that right now. What else? Oh, fire and Aggie. Okay. Oh no. Let's see. That's it. What do you guys think about the Bears versus Arizona?
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I love talking to Mo. Mo's awesome. What a great caller. It's Black and Abdallah. We'll take your phone calls at 312-332-3776. Also, there's a hockey watch party at DraftPicks in Naperville from 6 to 8 on Thursday. Enter to win a Coors Light prize pack. Join us to watch Chicago taking on Washington. The ESPN Chicago Street team will be on site with the Nissan Titan. It'll be awesome. Come hang out. DraftPicks in Naperville, 6 to 8 this Thursday, a hockey watch party. It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Each week throughout the football season, Abdallah, we like to take a gauge on who the best teams in the NFL are and who the worst teams are. It's a segment we like to call Five Up, Five Down.
Up and down.
Five up.
High five.
Five down.
Down low. Just low.
Five up and five down with Black and Abdallah.
Five, five, five.
On ESPN 1000.
And down.
Five up, five down. The five best teams and the five worst teams in the NFL as we head into week 12. It's after week 12, heading into week 13 this week in the NFL. Man, season goes by so quickly.
So fast.
All right, let's figure out the five best teams in the league. I'm going to give you at number five, the Baltimore Ravens at 8-3. I believe the Ravens are the number one seed right now in the AFC, but I think they're the fifth best team in all of football. A sloppy win on Sunday night over the Browns, a lot of turnovers, but Cleveland couldn't capitalize. And the Ravens are my fifth best team in the league.
I am going to go with the Tampa Bay Bucks. They've struggled a little bit as of late. I don't think they're 8-3. I get it. They've won two in a row, but Tom Brady has been playing his best football. So I think that they're a little bit susceptible. They're not the number one seed right now in the NFC, but I think that it's just because of Tom Brady's play recently, which is fine. I mean, he's old man.
I'm going to put Tampa Bay as my fourth best team. I have Tampa Bay at 8-3 as the fourth best team. I was impressed with that win over the Colts this last weekend, 38-31. Leonard Fournette had 17 carries for 100 yards and three touchdowns. And I like how they kind of kept the Colts' run game at bay, but also took control of the game late with their own run game. And Tom Brady, once again, is playing good football. I have them as a fourth best team in the NFL.
I have the Cardinals at number four. Wow. I know it might be low now, but I want to see what Kyler Murray looks like when he comes back. They play the Bears. They're probably going to win. They're probably going to move up after this week. Don't worry, committee watchers of Five Up, Five Down. They will probably move up after they beat the Bears just because Kyler Murray's health and he's back and they'll be much better with him under center.
How about this? The third best team in the NFL, I have the New England Patriots at 8-4. They've won six in a row. They beat Tennessee, a good football team, this last weekend, 36-13. And we talked about this last week on the show, that this is the perfect scenario for a team drafting a rookie quarterback. You want a good defense, a smart head coach, don't make mistakes, allow the rookie to kind of figure himself out. Mac Jones, early in the season, he had some struggles, but now things are starting to pick up for him. He threw for 310 yards against Tennessee. I think the Patriots right now are the third best team in the NFL.
I have the Baltimore Ravens there. They're the number one seed right now, like you mentioned. They have the number one special teams according to DVOA. They're 13th. In DVOA right now. So they're pretty low in DVOA, but they've won two in a row, like you mentioned earlier. For all the reasons you have them lower, I have them as my number three team.
Number two. Green Bay Packers at 9-3. Wow. Impressive victory over the Rams, 36-28 on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers looks fantastic in the running for the MVP. I like this defense from the Packers. That front four really getting after Matthew Stafford. I thought that was really good. On Sunday, the Packers at 9-3, they're the second best team in the NFL, and they have a legit shot to win the Super Bowl this year.
My number two team, The New England Patriots.
Wow. That's,
number two.
That's impressive.
They've won six in a row. They're number two according to DVOA. They're the most complete team. What does that mean? If you look at Tampa, Tampa has the number one offense, the number six defense, but their special teams ranks 24th. With New England, their offense is 11th, their defense is second, and their special teams are third. So they have the highest amount of numbers. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the average is the highest, but because one of them is special teams, DVOA has them a little lower because their offense is at number one, which is why they have Tampa Bay higher. I have New England at number two.
My number one team, the Arizona Cardinals, they face off against the Bears on Sunday. Kyler Murray's back. He's healthy, ready to go. I think this team has been impressive staying afloat without their star quarterback and MVP candidate. They go, 2-1 in that span?
Mm-hmm.
I think Arizona is the best team in football, and they continue to prove it each and every week, even without Kyler Murray. He's coming back. I think they beat the Bears this weekend. They're the best team in the NFL.
The Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFL. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
No, yeah, you can say that.
The Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFL. Like, they don't stop. They don't, like, what? Injuries, doesn't matter. COVID, doesn't matter. Toe, doesn't matter. The Packers are the best team in the NFL.
What about COVID toe?
Best team in the NFL.
All right. That's doesn't five, matter. Five down. I got Baltimore, Tampa Bay, New England, Green Bay, and Arizona as my five. Who do you have?
I have, I was scrolling through it. What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? I already moved off that tab in my email. We were done. I closed it off in my email.
We'll go to the five worst teams in the league. Good job, Abdal.
We're moving on.
28th. I have the New York Giants. They're going to have to get a new quarterback. It sounds like Gettleman's going to get fired as the GM. This team isn't going anywhere. I know they have four wins. Atlanta, actually, in points, point differential, Atlanta's the fifth worst team in the NFL, but Atlanta actually has a shot, an outside shot as a wild card right now, so I'm going to have the Giants at 28.
I have the Seahawks at 28 after watching that game.
Yikes.
Like, it was close, but they just don't look right. Like, Russell doesn't look healthy. Like, it's just a mess. I have them at 28.
Number 29, the five worst teams in the league. 29, I've got Jacksonville at 2-9. After being a little frisky for a minute, they really haven't done anything. So I've got them back at 29.
I've got the Jets there at 29.
Right. I got the Jets at 30, at 3-8. The Jets are the 30th ranked team in the league.
I have the Jaguars at 30.
Well, let me guess. We go Houston-Detroit for both?
Houston-Detroit.
There you go. Five up, five down.
Do you want those again?
Yeah, you got your five there?
Yeah, I got the Seahawks, the Jets, the Jags, the Texans, and the Lions.
What about the top?
The top, the Packers. Yeah. Followed by the Patriots.
And?
I don't remember. Up
and down. Five up.
High five.
Five down.
Down low.
The Ravens.
Slow.
Sure.
Five up and five down.
Tampa?
With Black and Abdallah.
Tampa was five.
So. On ESPN 1000.
And down. Classic. Brian and Gurney, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, I was just calling up. I'm not an anti-Nagy guy, but I'm just saying, I don't understand how,
not for nothing,
let's say the whole family is saying, you know, don't make these long explanations. I mean, everyone in the whole Chicago area is like, just shut up, coach a team or whatever. And they keep going, he keeps going on and on and on. I mean, doesn't his wife say, hey, just shut up, coach the team, do your best, and, you know, they never, never learn. And there's 32 coaches in the NFL. You know, that's a tough thing. I understand that whole deal. But, you know, it seems so absurd that he sticks his foot in his mouth all the time for, I don't understand. You know, just say, hey, this is what I do, and that's the way it goes. I don't know, you know, so I don't feel sorry for the guy. I don't understand why someone would possibly do that, because I'm not I'm a construction worker, so whatever. And to me, it seems absurd what he does.
Yeah, I mean, when I talk too much, my wife says, you know, Adam, probably. She just texted me. She said, that's enough.
Well, Brian, he has to talk to the media.
No, I mean, but he could just shut up.
Asks questions.
He could
so
just
you,
shut
you
up,
just think
Chris.
He should just not say anything.
He could
anything,
just shut up. He could just shut up.
And just a short answer, you know, everyone, oh, Bill Belichick, whatever. That's a special person in the whole world, whatever.
Yeah, special guy.
But I mean, you know, yes, he is. But I mean, it just seems to me that why would you blow something like this? I don't hate the guy like everyone hates him.
Everyone.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a horrible thing that you can't keep your mouth shut to have a great job like you do in Chicago.
Keep it shut. Brian, what do you think of the fire Nagy chance?
I don't know. You know what? In the stadium at the Bears Stadium, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But
acceptable.
Not with the kids and, you know, whatever happened.
The Illinois game yesterday. They did it the Illinois game yesterday.
That's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
What about the...
it seems crazy.
What about the Bulls game?
Yeah.
The Bulls game? You know, that's how far it's gone. You know, if you would have just been more... I'm not saying professional or anything.
If he would have shut his mouth.
But just heard the message.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he doesn't get it.
Did you hear
And that's what we have for a coach. That's what we have for a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate you know, he's got to go.
Brian, did you see the one?
How could you not know that?
You see the one, Brian, at the grocery store?
No.
Standing in line to get his meat?
He was at Sunset.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And the butchers. The butcher started it.
Yeah.
Over the PA.
No.
Fire Nagy. Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. At the grocery store.
You know, that's getting out of control.
It's too much.
But I mean, if the guy would just be short, brief, and you would think that you would know that if you're 32 people in the whole frickin' United States
32.
That are a coach.
Shut your
and,
mouth.
You know, hey, yeah, answer the question. That's it. You don't have to have some long, absurd psychology. Oh, yeah, the guys and this and this and this. Hey, just shut up. Keep your job.
Brian,
I don't get it.
Do you know what the whys are? He wants to find the whys. Do you know where the whys are?
No.
No? Do you think he knows and he's just not telling us?
I don't know. I'm 57 years old, so I'm still hanging on to stupid 85 Bears crap.
You know who, you know who knew when to shut up?
Straight up
Ditka.
Stuff.
Ditka knew when to stop talking. Yeah?
Or he would just yell at you and that would be it. Then he would leave.
Remember those days?
Yeah, I know. And like everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, one of the Ditka guys. But that's not, I just want a good coach.
One of the what?
I don't want a Ditka. I don't want any of that.
What?
I just want to, this guy is extremely too, he's bizarre. We don't need explanations.
It is bizarre.
Just say, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like John Fox? John Fox didn't say anything.
I think he was just playing out his last contract. And he was ready to quit anyways. I didn't understand that one either. So I have no clue, but I have compassion for a lot of people. And it seems like there's something not right. Unfortunately, you know,
yeah, I think he's okay. I think it's fine. He's just a bad football coach. He could be a fine guy. What do you mean there's something not right? What does that mean?
There's something not right about that guy. I mean, I like you guys, and I hope your career goes
we
forever.
We talk too
but
much
there's
sometimes,
something not
though,
right
Brian.
About him.
I think we talk way too much.
We talk way too much.
Well, he's not a football coach at all to me. He should be in some, some clinic helping out people or something, because he seems like a fine person, but he doesn't have to explain everything. I don't need to know all this stuff. Just say, hey, we suck today. You know, that's it. End the interview. Interview, we suck. We got to figure it out.
Brian, did you you say you want us to work forever? I don't want to work forever.
I want to retire at some point, man.
We're working forever?
No, I don't want to. I'm thinking about retiring. Unfortunately, I got a bunch of whack jobs like Nagy that's running my career. So.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah, ESPN 1000, and now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
Kathy in Lincoln Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's going on, guys? I wanted to talk about, I'm Casey from Beer Down. I do a show. I actually did it on NBC Sports with the boys.
Oh, what's
I
up, man?
Tell you, I honestly, personally, Nagy's taking too much heat. As a coach, don't like him. You know, we all have jobs to do. If you don't do it well, you get fired. Personally, leave the guy alone. You know, he's not. I don't think he's a bad person. I've never heard any sort of facts saying he's a bad person. And the fact they're chanting this stuff, it's become a joke. You know, it's like, here's the joke, fire Nagy. Leave the guy be. He knows he's under fire. He knows he's doing his job poorly. Leave him be. And let him figure it out for himself. I don't know how else to say that. Personal shit, it's his.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Tonight, the calls are fantastic. I mean, this is something. This is a great night.
Yeah. I respectfully disagree. Not that the callers are awesome with the chanting. Like, you're a public figure. If you're not good at your job, and the fans are, like, that's why they're fans. They pay to see these games. Like, it's not over the line. They're not chanting anything mean. They're not chanting profanities at him. They're not saying, you know, like, F you, Nagy. They're not chanting that. They're chanting fire Nagy. It's a message to ownership. If that's what fans want to chant, that's what they're going to chant. Don't be a public figure then. If you're an NFL head coach, you're a public figure. If you're any head coach, you're a public figure.
It's also something that in today's social media world has taken on steam because people know at events, if they do it, it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a copycat thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it took place at a Bears game in the arena where he was coaching the team that sucks. That makes sense. It's only happening in other places because people who are partaking understand the way mm-hmm. social media and the way things go viral nowadays, that if you do it at an Illinois basketball game, it's mm-hmm. going to be on SportsCenter, or it's going to be on every different blog and Twitter bio. It's going to be out there. It's going to be viral.
100%.
Guess what? Who cares?
Guess what? They're going to do it again this weekend.
Who cares?
They're going to do it again
this weekend. Does it affect anything? No.
No.
Absolutely not.
You want it? You want them to not chant fire Nagy? Win a game. Win a game against the Cardinals.
Can I bring something to your attention?
Please.
Shout out to the great listeners of Black and Abdallah. We have so many people out on the scene, you know, our eyes that are out there mm-hmm. warning us of mm-hmm. things taking mm-hmm. place. Mm-hmm. A lot of people tweeted us today. This story was out there. The Daily Mail has reported that scientists have created the first living robots that can reproduce.
Hmm.
The Xenobots 3.0. It's the world's first self-regenerating living robots. How is this even possible? This is the headline that I saw. And these very small machines are not traditional robots or animals, but they're programmable organisms, and they are regenerating. They're little cells that are regenerating, and they're creating babies in their mouths. You see this? They look like little Pac-Men, and then they release the little babies out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Do you want to know why it's happening? You said your first question was, why is this happening?
Why?
Because we let it happen.
What?
This is happening, Chris, because people don't listen to us. People don't, not enough people. Some people listen. few people listen to us. Few and far between.
We're trying to warn people.
Been warning people. I've been out here in these streets warning people about robots. Watch the movie I, Robot. It's a documentary. It's not a movie. They tell you the future. And now guess what? They're getting smaller. They're getting smarter. They're reproducing. They're reproducing at a fast rate. Oh, guess what? Oh, you kill some of them? Guess what? More of them. How about that?
The self-replicating bio-robots are made from frog cells. Think about that. Frog cells.
Well, now we got to kill all the frogs.
Well, no. Here's what they're used for. Traumatic injury, birth defects, cancer, aging, and more.
Oh, so these are like good robots?
Xenobot 3.0 uses stem cells from the same frog species. And here's how it works. A few days later, these babies become Xenobots that look and move just like their parents. They can go out and find cells that build copies of themselves.
But these are good robots?
Well, I mean, it's for medical purposes, but yes. Yeah, these are little frog robots.
There's no such thing as a good robot.
Little frog robots made out
There's
of stem
no
cells.
No such thing as a good robot.
That develop into skin.
Because you think they're good. You're like, oh, guess what? Beginning of iRobot. This robot's going to help my Nana out. It's going to make her. It's going to make it easier for her to make pies.
And from, my banana?
My Nana.
Oh, I thought you said banana.
No, my Nana.
It's like you're,
and then
you're
guess
banana.
What? The eyes turn red. Done. You can't have this. You can't have these little robots because guess what? You can't see them. They're microscopic.
Oh, that's right. You're walking down the street and you breathe them in and then boom,
guess
they're
what?
Inside.
They're
and
in
guess
you.
What? They're making their little robot
and then all of a sudden
inside
you explode
of you and the boom.
Because you've got too many robots.
But then it's really a thousand of yous that are all these little
and
robots.
And then what if they get
generating.
Into your brain and they take over your brain and then guess what? You can't tell the difference between robot and people. And then
Man,
what?
You'll see
and
it all.
And then
it's
what?
It's all the same.
Listen.
This is the Daily Mail reporting today. Scientists have created the first living robots that can reproduce. Xenobot 3.0.
You get ready. All this holiday shopping, you better be asking for survival gear, because it's happening. We're going to have to take to the sewers. We're going to have to go to under the streets to take back our streets.
When I saw this morning, I was like, hold on. Wait, what? They're taking stem cells from frogs, and they're turning into little frog robot babies? Mm-hmm.
People laughed. We started this show a little bit ago. Okay, it's been over a year since the Black and Abdallah program. Getting good recruits. Okay, out here cruting, and people laughed. People were like, "Oh, look at Abdallah! Oh, iRobot's a documentary. It's so funny! Oh man, this is great!" Now what? Now what? Now they got guns and knives and stuff, and they can reproduce in your brain. Now what? It's gonna happen, Chris.
It's shocking.
It's going to happen.
It's shocking.
Have you seen Terminator?
I have.
Also, documentary.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Was on
guess
TV
what?
Last night.
They made a sequel to the documentary, just in case you didn't get through your head. And then for the new generation, they're trying to educate.
Can I give a shout out to BBC America, because they always run 90s action films,
mm-hmm.
which is like my wheelhouse of movies I want to watch on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like shout out to BBC America, just what? Playing the movies that no one plays anymore.
What did we watch?
Was on last.
What
night.
Was that movie we had to watch for homework?
Oh, The Running Man.
Also documentary, because yeah. Now there are deep fakes. There's deep fakes everywhere. There's deepfakes everywhere. You put out a video today. You were like, how do they make this? How do they make this video of Brian Kelly already in purple?
It's not really him.
No, it is him. Just everything else about him isn't real. You think that little LSU pin on his lapel is real? No, they didn't film that already. Robots made it. They're doing deepfakes. You better be careful. Make sure. How do I know you're real? How do I know you're not a deepfake?
I'm not. I'm a robot. Wouldn't that be cool?
No!
Wouldn't that be so cool if I was a robot that went back in time to fake as your best friend to then live with you for 6 years in Lakeview, and then we go to college and the whole thing, and then, you know,
Are you real?
Do a radio show.
Are you real?
No.
Bleed.
I don't bleed.
Bleed.
No.
I don't believe you.
I'm not real. So that's the news.
This is...
To the assignment desk here at Black and Abdallah tonight, the Daily Mail today reporting that the first living robots that can make babies in their mouths.
Like nothing is real anymore.
Millimeter-sized machines. not your traditional robots or animals. These are programmable organisms that are half man, half beast, half robot, that's taking stem cells from frogs and making little frog species baby things that are then growing. That's something that should scare everyone.
Yeah, it should. Everything should scare everyone. Everything about robots should scare everyone.
Latest news.
Like every week, we get another robot story. Oh, look, now it's running. Now it can jump. Now it can jump with a knife. Now it can jump with a gun. Like, this is not...
It's never like, it jumps with a pillow.
No, it's not like,
it jumps with a puppy dog.
It jumps to get you coffee.
It jumps with a knife.
It jumps with a knife now, because people weaponize things. It happens all the time. People are like, oh, what happens if I put a knife on it? What happens if I arm it?
You know, we always fear that it would be the dolphins that take over the world, right? The evil dolphins would take over.
No.
But it's going to be little micro frogs.
And we did it to ourselves.
Little micro frogs. They're all coming for us.
We did it to ourselves.
To Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Black and Abdallah, check out the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Sean Davis producing tonight's show. Show announcement, we will not be here tomorrow night. We will be back on Thursday night. Thursday night. We'll be here on Friday as well. Black and Abdallah with you. We'll be back on Thursday night.
Thursday, Friday.
6 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000.
And
just
Saturday.
Just a little show note. Yes, and then Saturday, Chicago's College Tailgate, the grand finale. Our final Chicago's College Tailgate of the season this Saturday at 11 a.m. in Oak Brook at Twin Peaks. Come on out, drink some Coors Light, watch some college football, hang out with Black and Abdallah this Saturday, 11 to 1 at Twin Peaks in Oak Brook. Come on out, come hang out.
It's going to be great.
Show notes. There you go. That's what's up. Chicago's College Tailgate, last show, Saturday. Championship Saturday. It's going to be a great day. College football.
No, it's not.
And we will root on Georgia.
Why?
It'll be fantastic.
Why are you being an ass?
We've had enough of you.
And so you want Georgia? They're not any better.
I'm just saying, as a collective group, we all have had enough of you and your Alabama nonsense.
Oh, well.
Sorry. So we would like to see them lose.
They're going to win on Saturday.
And get kicked out of the college football playoff.
Maybe everyone loses and then they're still in and it just pisses even more people off.
Brennan in Northfield, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brennan?
Abdallah, you are on 100% about those Terminator documentaries.
I'm telling you, man.
You didn't even get to T3, Rise of the Machines, where they take over.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets worse. Because in the 2019 Terminator Dark Fate, they knew they gave too much away in Terminator 3. They're pretending it never happened. It wipes T3 up. They're trying to make us forget, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy. That's
crazy. I mean,
crazy.
It doesn't matter how good-looking that Grace is in Terminator Dark Fate.
Doesn't matter.
They're trying to make us forget.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Sexy robots.
Yeah. It's all
sexy
out there.
Bots. Yeah.
You're not wrong. I don't know why your partner's laughing at you so much.
Well, I mean, he doesn't listen.
You start
it's
with
like,
the frogs,
guess what?
Then you go to the sexy
guess
robots.
What? Guess what? Austin Powers, fembots.
It's all out there. They've been telling us for years.
How dare you make an Austin Powers reference on the show?
And Grace is actually an enhanced human, but...
Yeah, see, like the frogs.
Same.
Yeah. Brennan, thanks for the
We're not
call.
Paying attention.
You guys
keep up the good work.
Open
thanks,
your third
man.
Eye, guys.
That's
Open
Brennan in Northfield.
Before both your eyes are closed.
Hey, like he makes a good point. It's an advanced human. I mean, that's just like these little robots with these micro baby bots, whatever's going on there. The
Fembots.
The first robot that can reproduce, whatever that's about.
Do you remember Austin Powers Fembots?
Yeah, I do.
Is Austin Powers a documentary now?
No.
Just the Fembot part?
No.
Just the Fembot part?
No.
That's how they'd get me.
Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
we take an early peek at the NFL lines.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, the Gambletron 2000 says the winner is...
Hey, man, aren't you a little bit early?
Early lines with Bleck and Abdallah.
You need to know the winner, and I know the winner.
On ESPN 1000.
Early in the week, we like to look at the lines in the NFL. Week 13 coming up. We have the Cowboys and the Saints on Thursday Night Football. That is the Cowboys on the road as a favorite by 4.5 points. Not really a game that I think is too much concern. I think the Cowboys bounce back. I think they cover that. Mm-hmm. But again, I do want to talk to you about the Cardinals and the Bears, Abdallah. The Cardinals are a favorite by a touchdown and a half, 7.5 points on the road against the Bears. Mm-hmm. And we know how the script runs for Matt Nagy when the Bears are a big-time underdog.
Yeah, he's not good. He's really bad against the spread when it's over a touchdown or more. And because of that, I would take the Cardinals. Because here's the thing. You've got Kyler Murray, who we know runs, right? Mm-hmm. Who's great? Who would be great at stopping that? Roquan Smith. Probably not going to play. We'll get more information tomorrow, but it's likely that we know Khalil Mack is going to be out. Akeem Hicks might be out. Roquan might be out. Eddie Jackson might be out. I mean, that's almost half your defense right there. I mean, Robert Quinn can't do everything himself. You know, so to me, this is a tough situation for the Bears right now.
Early lines, Black and Abdallah taking a look at the early lines as we head into week 13 in the NFL. How about the Monday Nighter? This is a great Monday night matchup. Mm-hmm. The Patriots on the road in Orchard Park against the Buffalo Bills. The line, the Bills are the favorite by 2.5 points. That is a really good game. I like that one.
I would jump on this because it was 3.5 and then it went down to 3. And now it's at 2.5. Give me the Patriots, who are winning 6 in a row as a dog. Like, Belichick is feeling himself right now. I love it. It's great. They're playing so well. Mac Jones is not screwing up. He's playing okay. He's not lighting up the world. He's not making any mistakes. Like, he's fine, right? He's kind of settled in. He had a few shaky games at the beginning, but I love the Patriots right at that number right there. I'd like to get it at 3. But I'll take 2.5.
The Sunday night game, the Broncos on the road. They're 6-5. They've been good as of late. They're on the road to Kansas City against the Chiefs, who are 7-4. Kansas City is a 10-point favorite in this game. The Broncos have a good defense.
Give me the Broncos.
I'm a little shocked at the 10 points in a game with a... Now, we got to see who's playing quarterback and what the situation is for the Broncos. I my lean early would be the same thing that you're thinking, that the Broncos plus 10 points in a competition that's supposed to be pretty close. I like the Broncos there, too.
I was all over the Broncos against the Chargers last week, and they did not disappoint as a dog. I will be all over this because I don't like... Is Kansas City back? Are they?
I don't know.
They were back for a game.
I don't know.
Does that mean they're all the way back? I don't know. I'll take the Broncos until I know Kansas City's all the way back.
Cincinnati, big win over Pittsburgh this last weekend. They're the favorites by 3 points over the Chargers. The Chargers ain't good.
I feel like we
overhyped the Chargers. They're 6-5 to this point in the season. I think Cincinnati is a legit good football team.
Yeah, I think, in college, you talk about the big emotional win and the Bengals taking down the Steelers last week might have been that, but we don't worry about emotional letdowns after that in the NFL. So I like the Bengals at home against the Chargers. I mean, does the time matter? Does body clock matter for that game? It's kind of been proven that that's not really a thing, depending on the team. Like, good, that doesn't matter with good teams. So are the Chargers a good team? And it won't matter.
Liam, we see you in the Twitch chat, and we see you on hold. We only have 20 seconds left in the show. We're not going to be able to get you on. Call back on Thursday. We'll get you on the show.
We get it. Robots are bad.
We will be back on Thursday night at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 1000. We'll be back with Waddle and Sully tomorrow starting at 2. It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.